I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. SIU's president is reiterating his support for the system as a whole, but also for the Carbondale campus, as he defends his actions regarding a controversial funding proposal. Jennifer Fuller has more.
SIU President Randy Dunn says he's all in when it comes to supporting SIUC. Comments he's making after accusations he favors SIU Edwardsville. Dunn says as president, he has to support the entire SIU system, but he points out Carbondale's campus needs help as it struggles with an enrollment crisis and other challenges.
We're at this very critical point, an inflection in this campus, where we've got to move forward. We've got to be able to pull up on that stick and get out of this dive, or we're going to be in a situation that is very, very bad.
Allegations of favoritism came after trustees voted down a controversial funding reallocation plan last month, and documents showed Dunn met with Edwardsville administrators leading up to the board meeting. Dunn has apologized for what he calls inartful language used in some of those documents, but says he has no plans to resign. A special board meeting is set for next week in Springfield. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
In other news, employers receive a snapshot of a new employee's criminal record when they're fingerprinted for a job, and they receive notifications of any future encounters with the law in the state. But lawmakers are considering a proposal that also would allow employers to be notified of convictions that happen across state lines. Illinois State Police Master Sergeant Joe Hutchins supports the idea.
If someone is fingerprinted in Illinois for a job as a school teacher, and they are convicted of aggravated battery after the fact in another state, that employer is never notified. It's a loophole, unfortunately. Until they get fingerprinted again, we would never know.
Opponents are concerned that employers might receive notification of arrests, not just convictions. This is Illinois News.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A local not-for-profit that helps senior adults is hosting a series of public input meetings regarding its funding. WSIU's Kevin Boucher has more on what people can see and do.
Since 1978, the Egyptian Area Agency on Aging has supported popular programs like Meals on Wheels. And Executive Director John Smith says these meetings will help answer the basic question.
What are we not doing that we probably should be doing that helps people stay at home?
Financially, the picture looks good, he says.
Actually, the current administration in the state and the last federal budget have been very good for aging programs like ours.
The three public hearings all start at 11 a.m., and you can see exact dates and locations on our website. I'm Kevin Boucher.
Southern Illinois' first hybrid medical clinic opens today. Heartland Regional Medical Group is hosting the new complex on the hill in Marion. Heartland Regional Director of Occupational Health and Express Care, Brandy Meyer, says the facility will include express care, occupational medicine, and family medicine. She says providers will be cross-trained to help area employers maintain a healthy workforce.
After hours, when our express care is open till 9 o'clock at night, 7 days a week, we can serve the needs of the area employers if they have an injury with an employee that doesn't require an emergency room visit.
You can get more information at the clinic, which is in Marion. I'm Jennifer Fuller.